Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at mobile homes,
right?
Specifically, interest rates on mobile homes.
All right.
And I think a lot of people, they might think that it's similar to just getting like a regular mortgage.
Right.
But there are some definite quirks and differences when you're talking about mobile homes.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is a lot of times they're classified differently than a traditional house.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of times they fall under personal property.
Hmm.
As opposed to real estate.
So, like, it's more like a car.
More like a car.
Than a house.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, that makes a big difference when it comes to financing.
I would imagine. So why is that?
Well, it boils down to risk. You know, lenders see it as a riskier investment.
Okay.
And so, because of that, you're going to typically see higher interest rates.
Higher than, like, a traditional mortgage.
Higher. Yeah, we're talking, you know, 6 to 12% as of 2024 compared to 5 to 7% for your typical mortgage.
Okay, so just that classification alone, that makes a big difference.
It really does.
So besides that, though, are there any other factors that affect those rates?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Your credit score is a big one. Just like any other loan, the higher your credit score, the better.
Of course. Yeah. Makes sense.
The lender sees you as more reliable, and they're going to give you better terms because of that.
So really building a good credit score, that's important no matter what type of home you're looking to buy.
Absolutely.
Now, what about fixed versus variable rates?
Yep.
Do those come into play as well?
You bet. So you have those options too.
Okay.
You can get a fixed rate where it's locked in for the term of the loan.
Okay.
That gives you predictability,
mm-hmm.
but it might be a little bit higher starting out.
Sure.
Or you can go with a variable rate, which may start lower,
okay,
but it fluctuates with the market.
So it can go up.
It can go up. It can go down.
Yeah. You're really gambling a little bit more there.
Exactly.
So it's all about finding that right balance of, you know.
Right. Your comfort level, risk versus reward.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we talked about credit score type of rate. Are there any other things that affect interest rates?
Yeah. Location actually plays a pretty big role.
Mm.
Right. Remember how we talked about mobile homes being tied to personal property rules?
Right.
Well, those can vary from state to state.
Oh, I see.
Some areas might have regulations that make lending more expensive.
Okay.
And that could mean higher rates for you.
So really, even where you parked the mobile home could affect your financing?
It really can.
Wow, that's really interesting. I never really thought about that.
Yeah, it's important to do your research.
Absolutely. Now, what about the down payment? Does that have the same impact as it does with traditional mortgages?
It does. A larger down payment often means lower interest rates.
Okay.
Again, it reduces that lender's risk.
Sure.
And a lot of times, they'll pass on those savings to you.
Okay, so if you have the money up front, it might make sense to put a little bit more down.
If you can, yeah, it's a good strategy.
Now, let's say I'm debating between a newer mobile home and an older one.
Okay.
Does the age of the home play into the interest rate as well?
It does.
Yeah.
Newer homes, especially those that are like permanently attached to a foundation.
Okay.
They often qualify for better rates.
Because they're newer.
Because they're newer. Yeah. And seen as less risky.
Makes sense. Less risk, less interest.
Exactly.
Now, what if I own the land that the mobile home is on? Does that change things at all?
Now, that's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Because if you own the land, you might be able to get a traditional mortgage instead of a personal property loan.
Really?
Yeah, because you're kind of blurring the lines then between personal property and real estate.
I see.
And that can open up those lower mortgage interest rates we were talking about.
So that's a big difference there.
It can be a big difference.
So owning that land can really give you more options.
It can.
And possibly save you some money.
Absolutely.
Now, let's be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody has perfect credit or a huge down payment or owns the land.
Right.
What advice would you give to somebody just starting out on this mobile home journey? What can they do to try to get the best interest rate possible?
The first thing I'd say is focus on building your credit.
Okay.
Even small improvements can make a difference.
Like what kind of small improvements?
Pay all your bills on time.
Okay.
Try to pay down existing debt and be mindful of opening too many new credit accounts.
Okay, so it's all about showing those lenders that you are reliable.
Exactly.
You're responsible, and they can trust you with their money.
Exactly.
Now, what about finding the right lender? Is there a secret to finding those good deals?
You know, honestly, the best advice is to shop around.
Okay.
Don't just settle for the first offer that you get. No. Compare rates from different places, banks, credit unions, even those specialized mobile home financing companies we talked about.
Okay, so you got to do your homework.
You do.
Got to compare.
Absolutely.
Now, once I find that lender, is there any room for negotiation?
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to negotiate. Lenders, you know, they're in the business of making deals, and they're usually open to discussing terms.
Okay.
So you can try to negotiate the interest rate, any fees associated with the loan.
Okay.
Even the repayment terms.
Oh, wow. So there's a lot that you can potentially negotiate there.
There is.
So it's really about having all that information going in.
It's about being informed.
Yeah. And then using that to hopefully strike a better deal.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've talked about credit score, type of rate, location, down payment, age of home, whether you own the land.
We've covered a lot.
We have. Now, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier. You talked about specialized mobile home financing companies.
Right.
What sets those companies apart from, say, a traditional lender like a bank?
Well, these specialized lenders, they often have a deeper understanding of the, you know, kind of the ins and outs of mobile home financing.
Huh?
Some of them might focus on specific credit situations. Others might have expertise in land ownership scenarios, so they can really guide you.
So they're like the niche experts in the mobile home world.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, are there specific types of mobile home loans that borrowers should be aware of?
Yeah. There are a few key terms you might come across.
Okay.
One is FHA Title I loans.
Okay.
These are insured by the Federal Housing Administration,
mm-hmm.
and they can be good for borrowers with lower credit scores.
Okay.
And you might also hear about chattel loans.
Chattel loans. Okay.
Which are specifically for the mobile home itself, not including the land.
Gotcha. So there's different options there.
There are.
So you got to make sure you find the right one that fits your situation.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to do your research and compare those different lenders.
Yeah. I like that you said earlier it's like a detective mission.
It is.
You got to do your homework.
Yeah.
All right. So we've talked a lot about the financing side of things.
Right.
Let's kind of shift gears now and talk about some of the broader challenges and potential trends that are kind of happening in the mobile home world. What are your thoughts there?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is, you know, we talked about those higher interest rates.
Right.
Compared to traditional mortgages, that can be a real hurdle for people.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then there's a more limited pool of lenders.
Oh, okay.
Specializing in mobile home loans.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it harder to find competitive rates.
So it's like you're navigating a narrower path with potentially higher costs.
Yeah, you could say that.
But are there any, like, positive signs on the horizon? Are there any trends that we should be watching that might make things a little bit easier for borrowers?
Well, there's definitely a growing awareness of the need for affordable housing.
Yeah, for sure.
And mobile homes that being recognized more and more as part of that solution.
Right.
So this rising demand could lead to new policies.
Okay.
More innovative financing models that make mobile home ownership more accessible.
Okay.
And hopefully more affordable for everyone.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear that there's at least some potential for positive change there.
Yeah, I think so.
So just to kind of recap, we talked about how mobile homes are often classified as personal property.
Right.
Which can lead to those higher interest rates.
Right.
We talked about the key factors that influence those rates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your credit score, the type of interest rate you choose, your location, the size of your down payment, the age of the home, whether or not it's attached.
A lot of factors.
Yeah, a lot of factors. And then we talked about some strategies, you know, focusing on improving that credit score, comparing offers from multiple lenders, considering land ownership, if that's a possibility for you, not being afraid to negotiate.
Right. Be your own advocate.
Exactly. And we even touched on those specialized financing companies.
Right. Those niche experts.
And the importance of, you know, understanding the different types of loans that are out there.
Absolutely.
So really, I think the key takeaway here is knowledge is power. The more you understand about this unique market, the better prepared you'll be to navigate the process and make smart decisions.
I completely agree.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
As the demand for affordable housing continues to grow, how do you think this whole landscape of mobile home financing might evolve?
That's a good question.
What innovations or policy changes could we see that might make things a little bit easier for people to get into a mobile home?
Well, maybe we'll see more flexible loan terms.
Okay.
Maybe specialized loan programs, you know, designed to support first-time mobile homeowners or even government incentives.
Oh, wow.
To encourage more lending in that market.
That'd be great.
It would.
That would definitely be a positive change, I think.
Yeah.
Well, those are all really fascinating possibilities, and it'll be interesting to see how this market adapts
it will.
To that growing need
for, sure.
for affordable housing.
Absolutely.
But for now, We'll leave you with that thought-provoking question.
All right.
To ponder. And be sure to join us for part two of this deep dive where we'll be exploring.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the pros and cons of mobile home living.
Okay.
We'll delve into the history of mobile and manufactured homes. Oh. And we'll uncover some of those hidden costs that borrowers should be aware of.
All right, so be sure to tune in for that, and we'll see you then.
See you then. Welcome back to our deep dive into mobile homes.
It's been a fascinating journey so far.
It has, hasn't it?
I mean, we've uncovered so much about the financing side of things, but now I'm curious to explore the lifestyle aspect.
Yeah.
You know, okay. What are the pros and cons of actually living in a mobile home?
That's a great question. Let's start with the pros.
Okay.
Affordability is a major draw for many people.
Okay.
Mobile homes often have a lower upfront cost compared to a traditional site-built home.
Right.
So that makes them an attractive option for, you know, first-time buyers, retirees.
Yeah.
Anyone looking for a budget-friendly path to home ownership.
Right. That lower price point can be a real game changer for people who are priced out of that traditional housing market.
Absolutely.
What other advantages come to mind?
Flexibility. With a mobile home, you have the option to relocate if your circumstances change.
Right.
As long as you can find a suitable location and comply with local regulations.
Okay.
It's a level of mobility that you just don't get with a traditional house.
So it's like taking your home on an adventure.
You could say that.
But I imagine there's some downside as well. What are some of the potential drawbacks that people should be aware of before jumping into mobile home ownership?
One thing to consider is depreciation.
Okay.
Unlike traditional homes, which often appreciate in value over time.
Right.
Mobile homes tend to depreciate.
Okay.
Similar to cars.
This is more like a car in that sense.
Exactly.
Okay, so you might not see the same return on your investment.
Right.
If you decide to sell down the line.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's something to definitely factor in when you're making that decision. What other cons should we flag for our listeners?
If you don't own the land that your mobile home sits on,
okay,
you'll likely have to pay a lot rent.
Yeah.
And that can vary.
Depending on location.
Depending on location, amenities, all of that. Mm-hmm. And even if you do own the land,
okay,
you still have property taxes.
Right.
Insurance costs to consider.
Yeah. So there's always those ongoing expenses.
Absolutely. Got a budget for those.
Those recurring costs. Yeah. Just like those pesky subscription fees we all have to deal with these days.
Exactly.
Are there any other potential pitfalls to be aware of?
Maintenance is another one.
Okay.
Mobile homes, especially older ones,
mm-hmm.
might require more frequent repairs and upkeep.
Okay.
Compared to traditional homes.
Sure.
This is especially true if they're exposed to harsh weather conditions or haven't been well maintained.
Yes, you really got to set aside some funds for those unexpected repairs.
That is always a good idea.
All right. Anything else we should highlight on the cons list?
Resale value.
Okay.
Can be a challenge. While some mobile homes hold their value, while others might depreciate more quickly, making them harder to sell in the future.
Gotcha.
So it's essential to research, you know, the specific make and model you're considering.
Okay.
Get a sense of its resale potential in your area.
So, you know, it's not just about finding a mobile home that fits your lifestyle.
Right.
It's also about making a smart financial decision for the long term.
Exactly.
Now, what about customization options? I've heard that some mobile home communities have restrictions on renovations or additions.
That's true. Some communities have strict guidelines about the types of alterations
right.
you can make to your home.
Huh.
It's similar to, you know, living in a condo with an HOA.
Okay.
But in this case, it's a mobile home park with its own set of rules.
So it's crucial to understand those restrictions before you commit to a particular community.
Definitely read the fine print.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, while we're on the topic of mobile homes,
uh-huh.
I've often heard the terms mobile home and manufactured home used interchangeably. Is there a difference or are they basically the same thing?
That's a great question and it causes a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
Technically, they are used interchangeably today.
Okay.
But historically, there was a distinction.
Well,
homes built before June 15th, 1976 were referred to as mobile homes.
Okay.
They were often built on a chassis
and
designed to be moved relatively easily.
So those are like the classic trailers you might picture from like old movies or roadside parks.
Exactly. Those are the ones.
Okay. So what changed after 1976?
That's when the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, introduced a national building code specifically for manufactured homes.
Okay.
This code sets stricter standards for construction safety and energy efficiency.
Okay.
Homes built after that date that meet the HUD code are officially called manufactured homes.
So the term kind of shifted a little bit.
It did.
Okay. And I imagine that HUD code really raised the bar for quality and safety in the industry.
It did. It really made a big difference.
Did that shift in regulations have any impact on financing?
It did. Lenders often view HUD-compliant manufactured homes as less risky investments compared to those older mobile homes.
Makes sense.
And that can sometimes translate to more favorable loan terms.
So that HUD compliance can be a real advantage for borrowers.
Absolutely.
Now let's zoom out for a moment and talk about something we touched on earlier, that growing demand for affordable housing.
Right.
How do you see that trend shaping the future of mobile homes?
Well, it's definitely an exciting time for the industry as that demand continues to rise.
Mm.
Mobile homes are becoming an increasingly attractive option.
Right.
You know, we might see more flexible loan terms, innovative financing models, or even government incentives to support mobile home ownership.
So there's a lot of potential there.
There's a lot of potential
for growth and innovation in this market.
I think so.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to share a fun fact with our listeners. Did you know that the first mobile homes were actually designed for vacationers back in the early 1900s?
We did not know that.
Yeah, they were called trailer coaches.
Huh.
And they were marketed as a way to enjoy the freedom of the open road.
That's fascinating.
It really is. It's amazing to think how far the industry has come since those early days.
It really is.
It is. And that evolution continues today.
Right.
With modern manufactured homes offering a level of comfort and sophistication that rivals traditional houses.
They really have come a long way.
They have. All right. So before we move on to our final segment, where we'll explore some practical tips for those considering mobile homeownership.
Okay.
I want to circle back to something we discussed earlier, the importance of finding the right lender.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not just about finding the lowest interest rate.
Right.
It's also about working with a lender who understands your needs, can guide you through the process.
Yeah, they can be a great resource.
And for those of you who are ready to take that first step, pre-approval is a great way to get started.
Absolutely.
Pre-approval gives you a clear picture of what you can afford, and it shows sellers that you're a serious buyer.
It's a win-win.
Exactly. And if you're looking for a lender who specializes in mobile home financing.
Okay.
And offers a smooth pre-approval process.
All right.
Highly recommend checking out AmericanMultiLenders.com.
Okay.
They have a great reputation for customer service and a wide range of loan options to fit your individual needs.
That's fantastic.
We'll be sure to include a link in the show notes.
Great.
So that's a fantastic resource for anyone starting their mobile home journey.
It is.
All right. Now let's dive into those practical tips and strategies for those considering this exciting path to home ownership.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's say I'm ready to take the plunge.
All right.
I want to explore this whole mobile home ownership thing. Where do I even begin?
Well, the first step is to really define your needs and priorities.
Okay.
You know, think about your budget, your ideal location, the size and style of home you're looking for.
Okay.
Any must-have features or amenities.
So it's like creating a wish list for my dream mobile home.
Yeah, exactly.
But instead of fancy gadgets, it's all about, you know, those practical considerations.
Right. The things that'll make it a good fit for you.
Exactly.
Okay.
So once I have that vision in mind, what's next?
Then you can start researching different manufacturers and models.
Okay.
Check out online reviews, visit dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
You can even talk to other mobile homeowners, get their insights.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. See what they have to say.
So it's really about gathering as much information as possible.
It is. Do your homework.
Now, when should I start thinking about the financial side of things?
Okay.
Is it too early to start looking into loans at this point?
Not at all, actually. It's a smart move to get pre-approved for a loan early in the process.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, pre-approval gives you a clear picture of what you can afford.
Okay.
And it also shows sellers that you're a serious buyer.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Which can give you an edge in negotiations.
So it's like having your financial ducks in a row.
Exactly.
Before you even start shopping.
Be prepared.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do I find the right lender? Any tips for that part of the process?
Remember our earlier advice about shopping around?
Right. Compare, compare, compare.
Exactly. Don't just settle for the first offer you get.
Mm.
Compare offers from different lenders, banks, credit unions.
Right.
Those specialized mobile home financing companies we talked about.
Okay.
Pay attention to interest rates, fees, loan terms, and the lender's reputation.
So it's not just about the numbers.
It's not just about the numbers. It's also about finding a lender that you trust.
Right. Someone you feel comfortable working with.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, what about the location itself?
Okay.
Do I need to own the land, or are there other options?
You can either purchase land and place your mobile home on it,
Okay.
or you can rent a lot in a mobile home park.
Okay, so there's two main options there.
Two main options, each with its own pros and cons.
All right, so what are some of the key factors to consider when I'm making that decision?
Well, if you value privacy independence,
Okay.
the ability to customize your surroundings, owning land might be the way to go.
Oh.
But if you prefer a low maintenance lifestyle,
Okay.
access to shared amenities, maybe a built-in social network, renting a lot in a mobile home park could be a good fit.
So it really depends on your personality and your lifestyle.
It does.
Okay, so let's say I've done all that. I found the perfect mobile home, the perfect location. What happens next? What does that closing process typically look like?
The closing process is very similar to that of a traditional home purchase.
Okay.
You'll work with a closing agent, usually a title company or an attorney,
Okay.
to review and sign all the necessary paperwork.
So the loan documents, title transfer, all that legal stuff.
All of that, yep.
Okay, so it's a lot of paperwork, but it's the final hurdle
It is.
before officially becoming a mobile homeowner.
The last step.
All right, so once I've moved in, what are some of the ongoing responsibilities I should be aware of?
Just like any home, regular maintenance is key.
Of course.
Make sure you're cleaning the gutters, inspecting the roof, servicing your appliances,
Bye.
and you'll also need to factor in those expenses.
Right.
Property taxes, insurance,
Yeah.
rent,
Yeah, all those fun things.
if those apply.
Now, what about those potential downsides we talked about earlier? You know, like depreciation challenges with resale value. Are there any strategies for kind of minimizing those risks?
Absolutely. One of the best things you can do is choose a well-maintained mobile home
Okay.
in a desirable location.
Makes sense.
Regular maintenance and upgrades can help preserve its value.
Okay.
And when it comes time to sell, working with a reputable real estate agent who specializes in mobile homes.
Okay, someone who knows that market.
Exactly. That can make a big difference.
So really, it's about making informed decisions every step of the way,
It is.
from choosing the right home and location to finding the right lender, taking care of your investment over time.
Absolutely.
This has been such an insightful deep dive into the world of mobile home ownership.
It has been fun.
We've explored the financing, the lifestyle, the practical tips.
We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we did. And I think, you know, the more you know, the better equipped you'll be to make those smart decisions about your housing journey.
I completely agree. Knowledge is power.
It is. And for those of you who are ready to take that first step,
Yes.
we encourage you to explore pre-approval options at AmericanMultiLenders.com.
Great resource.
They're a fantastic resource for anyone starting their mobile home journey.
They are.
Well, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of mobile homes.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been. We hope you found this exploration informative and inspiring.
We hope so.
And remember, knowledge is power. The more you know, the better decisions you can make about your housing journey. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.
See you next time.